Welcome back. That's a stock shot. A stock shot means that we took that from another movie that was made somewhere, but as soon as we get into the Davis barn, obviously that's all us. Now this scene right here is probably one of the better scenes that we've done between with this particular part of the cast. As you can see, I have everybody stationary and Chris go back and forth to each one of them as she conducts her business with them. And there's a big forcefulness here. As you can see, this is a choice of a director, this kind of a shot, lightning on between the two girls, very tight, in what we call a 50-50 shot. And very dark, again, and meant to be, because it's very solemn. There's a lot of turbulence going on between all of them. People have held things from each other, and they are very frustrated with each other, and they're hurt. They're not mad, they're hurt. And of course, Chris is pretty right here. She could have been killed. And at this point, she knows Matt's withheld information, and also Danny, and that hurts her feelings, obviously, that everybody knew what she did not. And here she's been living with it. It's been hard for her to get back on Wildfire. She's got big races coming up. So this scene here, we worked on a great deal as far as the behavior. And behavior, I think, for Bradford May as a director is the most important thing that you'll see in the episodes that I direct of Wildfire, because everybody is acting and reacting the way I believe that they should be for where they are in the story. Now this particular shot here, we made it about 6 o'clock at night, but we made it look a little darker through the technique of photographics and the photography. But you can see the lantern, use of lanterns here, and the lighting by Frank Pearl. And the style in which Frank and I shoot this show is very real. We don't want it to look fully illuminated at any time, because we're trying to let the photography add to the behavior and to the storytelling that I'm trying to tell. And we're a very good team when it comes to that. We feed off of each other, and obviously it becomes a very well-oiled machine. We have a great crew out here as well in New Mexico where we shoot the show. Great scene between brother and sister. Now you're going to see the effects of that last scene on Matt. We put this in. I felt this needed to be in. It wasn't written originally, and neither was this portion of the scene. They were just all asleep, and that's something that the director adds as well as he goes along trying to tell the story. I will constantly keep looking at the story and looking at the story and knowing that we have the right pieces to tell the story. And sometimes they're not written, by no fault of the writers, just by the way things are developing and how the actors are reacting and acting to each other, and as I call it, as the film runs through the projector, how is the story unfolding? We don't want a lot to happen off stage. Now here we are, it's about 7 o'clock at night, but we're going to make this feel like morning as someone mysteriously is driving up to the Davis barn, and the rain has stopped, but it's very early morning. And here's all of our kids sleeping together, which might suggest something a little differently than this person that walks in wants to see. Now there's Junior with his arm around Carrie's girl, her former boyfriend, and they just kind of fell asleep together there after that last sequence. And this looks pretty shady to Carrie, and everybody just wants to get out of there. Matt wants to get out of there as soon as he can, obviously, knowing that this is a real ticklish situation. We have such a great cast. They really tune in to what I need from each scene, and they really deliver. It's just a joy to work with this cast. And again, here we are, continuing our early morning feel. Photographically, we did some things to make the exterior feel a little blue, which gives you that early morning feeling. And now the Davises are going to actually find out what's in store for them now for almost the rest of the season. And this is the title of our show. Yes, but there's a catch to it.